side we go, we like a push, yeah. I connect, I'm KS, I support, yeah. I'm like a movement, yeah. Got them exclusive, yeah. All up, all I know is the part. Kingdom, business, I rap. Jesus, music, exclusive. I am so relentless, honest. Showcase, Lord, your way. You get glory, it all belongs to you. If you got a vision, I gotcha. In ministry, I gotcha. And if you look at it, gotcha. I'm KS, I support, yeah. I play exclusives, y'all. I am a team's kid, y'all. It's not about me, it's Christ inside me. I support, ain't no much time, it. Baby, I feel, yeah, yeah. All up inside me, I support,
shout out to the king of supporters. When it comes to the trade of Christian music, KS is a big exporter.
Oh, yeah.
And he knocking down Satan tariffs.
Terrorists.
Negotiate with terrorists. All in your county or parish.
KS
is a Christian music sheriff. Exclusive, exclusive. Name a song, guaranteed he played it.
Yep.
Trips up, trips up. About this situation, tell KS said it.
Big facts.
God covers us well, so it ain't hard to tell who we reppin'. And KS the radio show, hosted by KS,
who?
The legend. Let's go.
I am exclusive, y'all. I am the king.
Even killed the pride, but would I not worship my savior, y'all? Greatest man alive, look, y'all are amazing, holy, amazing with grace. Number one reason for my fitness, love my favorite place. It's like a spirit celebration, tell my angels hooray. God told these scripture eating bitches like my favorite case. Worry your intact, scripture on my lap, my y'all be courteous with this, so I can murder you with rats. But that will be the pride, if Satan is a dead, I shit will father the disorder, he gon' bury me with that. Insecurities retract, impurities infect the very fear on human being that I've been trying to resurrect. Been supplied by my connect.
There's no one like you, there's no one like you, there's no one like you.
holy reverence. You see the evidence, a testament to Yahweh. Hit and touch, I'm in your residence. Like Satan, Babylon with soup, he's falling out with seven sin. Repentance necessary, Satan's sin will be a detriment. Medicine from Yahweh, Holy Spirit, demon meddling. My preference is Jesus, I refuse to let the devil in. Mouth ain't big enough to be the slaughter off a Nephilim. I cut all wicked ties when it's severed them and buried them.
King of kings, you are mine.
KS Radio Show family, what's going on? What's happening with y'all? It is officially Friday night, and you just heard the joint, the exclusive mix with the homie Jay Rich from California and Melanie Williams from the Netherlands. And before that, we heard the kickoff song with RL, a.k.a. Ricardo Lambert, with Martyr the Greatest in the 2020 KS Anthem. You guys, I got a special treat for you guys tonight. If you have seen the flyer on any of the social media sites, then you already know who's my guest, the lovely, wonderful, very talented Miss D. LaShelle Thornton is going to be my guest on tonight. But before we get her in queue, before we get her testimony, I got to open up the show with prayer. So first and foremost, Father God, we want to say time. Thank you for this opportunity of fellowship, oh God. Lord, we just pray even right now that you would just have your way as we decrease and that the Holy Ghost will increase on tonight. We pray that your influence will just go forth, your love will go forth, and even your voice and your power will go forth even on tonight that will touch the hearts of your people and the ears of your people as well, God. Lord, we just ask for forgiveness of anything that we have done that is outside of your will and has damaged your reputation and damage our witness, oh God. And Lord, if there's anything inside of us that is not like you, then correct it. Correct it in love and correct it with chastisement even right now, God. Lord, prepare us for what's ahead. Prepare us for what's coming down the pipeline, oh God. Give us boldness to do what you have called us to do and designed us to do, oh God, as men and women of God and even children of God. So, Lord, bless my sister on tonight. Bless D. LaShelle Thornton and her music ministry and everything that she's doing as a mother, as a wife, as every angle and around every corner, oh God. And, Lord, let her continue to seek you. Matter of fact, Lord, let all of us continue to seek you throughout 2021 and the rest of our lives so that we can know what your will is for our lives and the lives of the people that you have around us and that we are connected to through family members, friendships on social media and outside of social media, and just the people that we come in contact with, oh God. We want to do your will in this lifetime, and we want to hear good and well, my first servant. So, Lord, just have your will tonight. We uplift each and every person that is struggling with anything, doubt, unemployment, whatever the case may be, sickness and diseases, whatever it may be, God. Let them know that tonight, that you are a healer. Let them know that tonight that you are the solution. Let them know that tonight that you have the answers to their problems and their questions, oh God. And Lord, just let your love be felt. Let your power go forth even right now, God. And let your influence just continue to spread and impact the lives of the people through this show. In the mighty, holy, majestic name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen and amen. You guys, D. LaShelle is in the building. What's going on, sis?
Nothing much. Blessed to be with you guys tonight. Look, I am just excited. I am just awesomely excited.
Amen. Well, we do want to give you a round of applause for joining us on your Friday evening. And here it is right here.
Yeah.
Amen. So, D. LaShelle, how is your Friday? How has your Friday been? As April 2nd, it's a brand new month. So how has your day been?
my Friday was very, very busy. But I know it's so crazy because before we started today, I was like, I just needed to take a moment to just kind of center myself. And so I said, okay, let's go ahead and go before God. And I started singing and making up something to sing to God. So it was busy, but thank God, you know, he allowed me to refocus and be with you guys tonight.
Amen. Well, I do want to go ahead and get partnerships out of the way. I want to say thank you to my sponsors, East Garden, Rosalind Smith Counseling, as well as ShalomCheat.com on tonight. Thank you guys for sponsoring tonight's show, because without your support, the interview would never happen. Also, for those who want to call in, the number is 914-205-5471. You can dial in to listen live and even press the number one key to be live and, you know, get some feedback throughout the show or ask our guest, D. Lachelle, any questions. So now that that's out the way, D. Lachelle, can you tell us the brief summary of your testimony, like how you grew up and, you know, how you got into music and are you still singing now in your local church and, you know, give us the juicy details.
Okay. Let my dad tell it. I have been singing, as long as I remember, I have been singing. It's just always something that's been a desire of mine, something that's always been, you know, just natural for me to do. I grew up very young singing in the church. I was, of course, never ashamed to share my voice with people. And always gospel, because that's how I grew up. It was rooted in me. So now I definitely sing in my church choir. And actually, that is all I've ever wanted to do, just, you know, be there and be that support in the church choir or whatever. I lead a song every now and then. But I really like more so to just be a part of the whole and the whole, I guess, area of worship or, you know, just at one with others and being in worship together. It just so happens that, you know, God placed it on my heart to do this song and, you know, hey, it came out of me and I was like, okay, God, sure, I will share that. And so, you know, here I am, you know, doing what God has asked me to do and doing what God has favored me to do in this moment. So, That's a brief summary, but, you know, that's why I'm here today.
Amen. Well, KS Radio Show family, if you're not familiar, D. Lachelle was a guest convos a couple weeks ago. And if you have heard her testimony there, then you're in for a treat on tonight because we also have her song in queue along with some other songs by the homie Marty the Greatest, Reborn, Glory Shalom, just to name a few artists. Now, what made you want to be a guest on the show, on the KS Radio Show tonight?
Well, of course, you know, whenever you do music, of course, you want to share it with as many people as possible. You know, for me, it was not about, you know, I guess being heard or anything like that. It was just, you know, I want people to know that God is faithful. And so, in that process, you know, hey, the best way to get it out, you know, KS. And then, of course, you're great. You are a great host, and you make me feel really comfortable. So I'm good with, you know, having our conversations and sharing with people, knowing that you are supporting me and stuff like that. So
I definitely appreciate that. I do want to give a big shout out to your biological brother and, you know, my spirit brother, my brother in Christ, my blood purchase brother, Marty the Greatest, because he's the one that actually set up the Candid Convo interview and this interview. And luckily, with the time frame, everything just sailed through for both interviews. So I am looking forward to hearing your song again on tonight, like I've been playing it since Candid Convos. And hopefully,
look,
the listeners will enjoy it too.
I should say yes. Thank you so much, little brother. Thank you for connecting me with Eliseo.
Amen. Well, we're going to have fun on tonight. You guys stick around. We are going to take our first music break. And, of course, We don't like to build up the hype, but it's kind of what we do here on the KS Radio Show, because I play the world's exclusive music and I have the world's exclusive interview. So without any further ado, here is Reborn with No Hype.
Andy.
Walking by faith, I don't do sight. That's just a move.
That's just a move.
It was too dark, I had to get light. That's just a move. Christ in my heart, that ain't just hype. That's just a move. Filled with the word, trying to live right. That's just a move.
That's just a move.
Walking by faith, I don't do sight. That's just a move.
That's just a move.
It was too dark, I had to get light. That's just a move. Christ in my heart, that ain't just hype. That's just a move. Christ in my heart, this not a game, that's just a move.
That's just a move.
Keep it 1000, I don't do fake, that's not the move. The world got a system, I do not follow, I break all the rules.
Break all the rules.
Move by the spirit, making disciples, take them to school. God over money, he is my treasure, keep all your jewels. You reject wisdom, that is your problem, that is for fools. Your kingdom come, your will be done, that's just a fact. I love my neighbor, I don't hold grudges, I don't do that. Filled with the word, trying to live right, that's just a move.
That's just a move.
Walking by faith, I don't do sight, that's just a move.
That's just a move.
It was too dark, I had to get light, that's just a move. Christ in my heart, that ain't just hype, that's just a move. Filled with the word, trying to live right, that's just a move.
That's just a move.
Walking by faith, I don't do sight, that's just a move. I had to get light, that's just a move. Christ in my heart, that ain't just hype, that's just a move. Victory season, I run it up, this is my life.
Run it.
My only goal is to please God, and that is no cap.
No cap.
I know some people that didn't make it out of the trap. I know some people that still be trapping and don't know they trap.
Don't know they trap.
We offer them freedom, we bringing them freedom right where they at.
Right where you at.
It's deeper than music, we giving them Jesus on every track.
Honey.
I don't have time to be rapping just to do rap. When people are dying and losing their lives and they coming back. Filled with the word, trying to live right, that's just a move.
That's just a move.
Walking by faith, I don't do sight, that's just a move.
That's just a move.
It was too dark, I had to get light, that's just a move. Christ in my heart, that ain't just hype, that's just a move. Filled with the word, trying to live right, that's just a move.
That's just a move.
Walking by faith, I don't do sight, that's just a move.
That's just a move.
It was too dark, I had to get light, that's just a move. Christ in my heart, that ain't just hype, that's just a move.
That's what happens. God does something with you, and your old crew think you done got brand new. Guess what? You did. Quit apologizing for that. Quit apologizing for that. Quit coming down and telling them, no, it ain't like that no more. No, we still cool. Quit saying that. Quit saying that. Because what you're saying is, I still want to be in bondage to the me that you used to know. I'm sorry. I am not that person anymore. Those demons have been eradicated, and he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. So if you don't recognize me, that's not my fault.
Yo, 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 this your man Herman Noble, rocking with KS Radio. Y'all keep it locked.
Amen. Just like that, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Somebody been making noise for Jesus, because that ain't no cap. We on here live on the KS Radio Show, giving him glory with an exclusive interview with D. LaShelle Thornton, and that was Reborn with No Hype off of that 3 days later project that dropped last year. D. LaShelle, man, how you feeling, man? You liking that song? What's your feedback?
I did. I like that. And I don't get a chance too often to listen to a lot of new music, but that was good. And I was bouncing.
Amen. Well, it is a slow tempo track, but he is definitely hyped when he's on stage. He is getting married tomorrow to our sister in Christ, Gigi. So me and Tristan, we might slide through.
Wonderful.
Depends on how Tristan
Congratulations.
Is feeling. I don't want to say he's under the weather, but he got daycare germs. So we'll see how that plays out tomorrow after his nap. But yeah, he's sitting right here, you know, with the headphones on and watching Daddy go to work for the Lord, and he's watching some kid-friendly YouTube videos. So he's taking care of me, and the Lord is taking care of both of us. So yeah, I'm having fun so far. That's just track one, and I can't wait to get into the rest of the playlist. But you said you've been singing since you before you could talk. And you're still singing now. So what inspired you to, you know, get in the studio during the pandemic and to put out a single called Faithful God?
Well, like I said, when God has something for you to do, I mean, it's nothing, you know, like you just can't, you know, you just move and flow the way that God, you know, has designed for you to move and flow. You know, I'm not ashamed to say this was never something that I had mapped out or planned out or whatever, you know, which is why, you know, I'm just like, yes, Lord, whatever you have for me to do. During the time of the pandemic, with me being a teacher and a mother and a wife and all of this stuff going on, I actually recently at that time had become a student also. So with all that going on, when the pandemic hit and everything was closed, it was just really a time for me to draw closer to God. And so I took advantage of that time. And in that time, you know, just my heart, my spirit cried out, you know, just how faithful God was. Of course, being human, you know, you hear all the stuff that you heard about people passing away and all this other kind of stuff. But, you know, within myself, you know, my spirit just rose up and was like, God is faithful in spite of. God has a plan and he has a purpose. And so, you know, out of that, you know, some lyrics came to me and I wrote them down. And I actually kind of just put them to the side, you know. And thank God, you know, for my first lady, Deidre Moore, you know, she encouraged me. Whenever that light bulb goes off, you know, I share with her, and I share with her the words that God had given me. And from that point on, she just really kind of encouraged me and pushed me. It's like, all right, I want to see the rest of it. And by December, I said, okay, I'm going to get this done. And from that point, I just wanted to share it. I wanted other people to know that God is faithful. And, you know, if you don't know, I'm going to depend on God for you.
Amen. Now again, it takes a level of faith to know that God is faithful. You can't just, you know, just accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and then the next day, oh, he's a faithful God. No, you have to go through some, you know, some challenges in life,
and
upgrade a little.
Yes.
What? How can I ask this? What drove you?
What are
to
some
that
things I've been through?
That?
Or something.
Yes. Well, what are some things
you know,
that you've been through that determines that you have given the name Faithful God to our Heavenly Father?
You know, it's so funny that you ask because. It just today, like I said, I had like a kind of crazy day, and I just, you know, reflecting on the song, you know, I was just really thinking about how, you know, when you confess that God is faithful, and especially like when you put it out there the way that I did, things will come and you will really truly have to stand on the word that God is faithful. But I was sharing with some ladies at my church that it really kind of goes back not too far, I guess, ago. But a while back, I had lost a baby. And I was headed by myself to my parents' house. And that is a process. If any woman out there has ever been through that, any families has ever been through that, that is a very hurtful process. And at that time, you know, it was just me and God. You know, nobody else in that moment really truly understands, or you don't see that nobody understands. And so that was the moment where truly my spirit rose up and was like, okay, it's me and God now, and God, I'm going to need you to help me. And God really truly brought me through that situation. I was not, you know, certain how I would make it through, but God really truly brought me through that situation. Every time I look, I was a quote-unquote victim of Hurricane Katrina. Me and my husband, our house flooded in 2016 in Baton Rouge. But even when I look at my house now, I'm like, God, my house is greater than what it was even prior to the flood, you know. Every time I look around, God has continuously done greater and greater and just, you know, been there for me. It's just awesome.
KS Nation, you guys know toward the half-hour mark, we do shout-outs. So it is approximately 8:27, so we're going to go ahead and get these shout-outs out the way early so we can play D. LaChelle's smashing single titled Grateful God. So D. LaChelle, with you being my guest and everything, do you have any shout-outs you want to give? So this may be
shout-outs
to your beautician, or your husband, or your cat, or your dog, your fish, whoever it may be. Any shout-outs you want to give them tonight?
So, yes, I definitely want to shout out my husband. My husband and I will be celebrating 12 years this coming week. And so, I mean, y'all, he is awesome. He has been with me in this process. He is awesome. So I want to say shout-out to you, Felton Thornton. Shout-out to my family for their support in this process. Shout-out to, my siblings and my students. And finally, shout-out to every one of you who have already purchased and supported me in this process. I am so grateful to be used by God and that you guys are encouraging me in this process.
Amen. 12 years of marriage?
12.
Girl, that is
amazing. Oh, my God. And it goes by so fast.
Most couples can't get through the first year. 12 years.
Yes.
Girl, that deserves a round of applause.
It's God. It is God. It goes by so fast. And in one instant, I'm like, wow, it's been forever. And in another instant, it seems like it was just yesterday. So it is awesome. 12 years.
Amen. Well, we here on the KS Radio Show, we want to give you and your husband a round of applause for your upcoming wedding anniversary this week.
Yeah.
That says a lot, and I appreciate you for sharing that information on the KS Radio Show. The shout-outs that I have on today, of course, is from Facebook, who gives us notifications every day about whose birthday it is on our friends list, whether we, you know, stay in contact with them, whether we like their posts or not. So the shout-outs for today, these are the birthday shout-outs. Mr. Donovan Campbell, the homie Frankie Sanchez, Ms. Bella B. Lopez, Tiara Monique, Pamela Trimble, and the homie Teron Jones, a.k.a. Showtime, right here in Cincinnati. Also, Auntie Sands, Lois Ann Malone's birthday was yesterday. And tomorrow, Eric Copeland, he's a singer out of Dayton, and I believe he plays the keyboard as well. His birthday is tomorrow. So happy birthday to you guys, and I'm hoping that you guys had a blessed birthday today and it was filled with love. And if your birthday is tomorrow, Eric, I hope that your day is filled with love, fellowship, of money, and a lot of laughs. But you guys, since D. LaChelle is our guest, we are going to go ahead and, get into the next song of the night, which is by D. LaChelle Thornton. And again, you guys heard the inspiration behind it, how long it took. And of course, it's a brand new song because it was just released in 2020. So we are excited to premiere it.
Actually, 2021.
Oh, 2020. Oh, so you recorded it in 2020 and then you released it in 2021.
Actually,
okay. Actually,
I recorded it earlier this year. So I finished it in December, but I recorded it in January and released it last month.
Oh, okay. So you kind of like put the final touches on it in earlier this year, and then you finally released
yes.
it.
Yes.
Okay, I got you. So it's a 2021 track.
Yes.
All right, well, even though we can't afford 2021 cars, we can afford 2021 music. So without any further ado, here is Faithful God by our guest, De La Shell, the very talented De La Shell Thornton, right here on the KS Radio Show. Keep it locked.
Hey, this is Essence E, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
I want to preach to you today on the subject, put your passion in its place. In Revelation chapter 2, there is a challenge to passion, and I think it's good every once in a while to challenge your passion level in contrast to the passion that you had. Do you still have passion? No matter what position you're in, passion matters. And if you can't do it with passion in a small place, why in the world would God promote you to a bigger one? Passion is proven by perseverance. You haven't even found your passion until you've passed your feelings. And I'm concerned about this because we've convoluted it. We've taught people that if you don't feel it, you don't have to do it. But if you have real passion, you'll do it when you're up, do it when you're down, do it when they hate you, do it when they love you. I got passion. He said, you've abandoned your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen. I love God because he doesn't say that we should regret where we are. He says we should remember where we were and get your eyes back to the hills. You don't pray to get it back. You practice. Do the things you did at first. I don't feel grateful anymore. Be grateful. I don't feel excited anymore. Be excited. I don't feel love anymore. Be loving. If you will find your purpose, you will recover your passion. I think the worst advice that we could give a young person is to follow your passion. That might sound exciting, but it's self-destructive. You don't follow your passion. If you follow your passion, you're going to get your passion confused with your feelings. And the first time the wind blows real good, your flame will go out. Don't follow your passion because sometimes you can't tell your passion apart from your preference. Follow your purpose. Remember the reason God saved you. Get your lampstand back. Every candle needs a stand. The passion is the flame and the purpose is the stand. Put your passion on your purpose.
She's a young beauty queen on a mission. She's been called by God for a purpose. She's supernatural. Nothing out of this world. Out of this world.
Are you looking for impeccable styles and the latest trends in fashion and couture? Then look no further than ShalomChic.com. Hi, this is Gloria Shalom, and I want to personally invite you to ShalomChic.com. ShalomChic.com is an online fashion boutique for women. We specialize in carrying the latest trends in fashion and couture, all at an affordable price. ShalomChic offers a variety of styles for the fashionista in you. Yes, visit us today at ShalomChic.com and let us get you dressed to impress. See you there.
Hey y'all, what's happening? This is Gigi, and I pray that blessings are coming your way. This is the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and the exclusive music.
Amen, you guys. And just like that, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. I do want to give a big shout out to our sponsor, ShalomChic.com. You can find her link in the description of this episode. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Shalom, and ShalomChic.com and everybody over there for sponsoring this show, this interview, because without you guys, the KS Radio Show wouldn't be where it is today with as many guests as I have and so forth. We did play D. Lachelle Thornton with her song called Faithful God. Hopefully you guys are excited and enjoying that track. I know I am. If you guys have any feedback, you can press the number one key if you are live, or if you want to call in, join us and chime in. Give us your feedback. The number is 914-205-5471. And if you are listening live through the internet link, we want to say thank you as well. But in case if we don't, D. Lachelle, I want to tell you personally, I enjoy the track. And it's definitely a masterpiece. And I can tell that you took your time with it. And you follow God's lead. And I can tell that it's going to minister and touch a lot of hearts, minds, and souls, whether virtually when you minister it or whether people just listen to it on Spotify or whatever they download and stream music.
I'm so blessed to for you to say that, for other people to share that with me. You know, God is good. You know, just following God's lead and, you know, having it to come out the way it came out, you know, I had no idea what it was like before for it to for it to do something like this. And so when I did it, you know, it just really became my baby. And to watch it grow as it did, you know, it's awesome. And in saying that, you know, charge it to my head and not my heart. But I do needed to say, you know, shout out to Brandon Haynes, who produced the song, and Kiara Haynes, my nephew, Henry Harris. I'm sorry, Kiara Haynes Harris. And you know, the other young lady who helped with the background vocals, they were absolutely awesome in helping me through this process. Even the person who did my artwork and stuff like that, they were absolutely awesome in helping me through the process.
Amen. Well, I enjoyed the track, and I'm glad that, again, that I can tell that you took your time with that. I can tell that it was led by God throughout the whole process, from the producer to, you know, the person who did the artwork, and even with you talking to Marty and whatever part he played in it as well. Well, D. LaShelle, where can people download and stream and listen to your song called Faithful God?
So it is available on all platforms right now. It's Amazon Music, iTunes, any of the different platforms that people would like to purchase it on. I do have one website where everyone can go to get it, and it, you know, it just has all the different platforms on it, and it's a web address that says dlashellthornton.herenow.com. Like I said, it puts all the platforms in one place.
Amen. Well, D. LaShelle, are you ready for the first exclusive song of the night?
I am.
Now, I did not put this exclusively on the playlist, but it is on the playlist if anybody wants to check it out online. We have a song by Message Music featuring Joey Vontaze that's dropping on the 16th of this month, April 16th, and it's called On Like That. And, of course, it gets very transparent in this song, and I don't think we played it during your interview on Candid Convo, so this is your first time probably hearing it, and the listeners as well. Again, the song doesn't come out. It's not going to be released or streamed or downloaded or available to download until April 16th, which is a Friday. So KS Nation, D. LaShelle Thornton, and anybody listening, you guys, here is the first exclusive song of the night. Here is Message Music featuring Joey Vontaze. I Don't Like That. Check it out.
Lately I've been out my mind and I don't like that. I've been drinking instead of praying, I don't like that. Ain't been talking to the Lord, ain't got no fight left. I've been dealing with depression, I don't like that. I don't like that, I don't like that. Lately I've been out my mind and I don't like that. I've been drinking instead of praying, I don't like that. Ain't been talking to the Lord, ain't got no fight left. Depression, I don't like that. Ain't been talking to the Lord and I don't like that. Watch me bounce back. Haters got my name in their mouth and I don't like that. 2020 lost my wife and then I got her right back. Got the new whip and new crib, I got my faith back. Lately I've been staying low key and I don't like that.
I don't know where I would be without my squad. Got enough faith to move a mountain, that's on God. Had to get back in the race, I felt like giving up. I can see the finish line, I'm about to get this dub. Now they showing love, I done got it out the mud, yeah. I was down and out low, I couldn't trust the soul, yeah. Lost some real friends, turned to fake friends, yeah, yeah. Now I'm up, cut a check, yeah, run it up,
lately,
yeah.
I've been on my mind and I don't like that. I've been drinking instead of praying, I don't like that. Ain't been talking to the Lord, ain't got no fight left. I've been dealing with depression, I don't like that. I don't like that,
I don't like,
I don't like that,
I don't like that.
Lately I've been on my mind and I don't like that. I've been dealing with depression, I don't like that. Ain't been talking to the Lord, ain't got no fight left.
Devil trying to take my peace away and I don't like that. Told him if he's swinging, I'ma fight back. Took a couple L's in 2020, coming right back. When I fell, but when I'm winning, they don't like that. Came up loose, shaking, I can't let them hold me down. Why they have funny around me like Green Day when I come around? It's okay, song go play, I'ma get mine, rap my cake. He lives all inside of me, whoa. Things inside of me, I'm telling Jesus I don't like that. He said focus on me, ain't your problem, let me take that. So I keep it chillin', do his will and I don't look back. When he hit that trumpet, I'll be ready with
lately,
my
lately, I've been on my mind and I don't like that. I've been drinking instead of praying, I don't like that. Ain't been talking to the Lord, ain't got no fight left. I've been dealing with depression, I don't like that. I don't like that,
I don't like that,
I don't like that.
I'm a man and I don't like that.
I've been dealing with depression, I don't like that. Ain't been talking to the Lord, ain't got no fight left.
Hey, this is Luke Hawthorne and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive music and exclusive interviews.
KS Radio Show, hosted by Alicio, a.k.a. KS. You got a new hot record you can't get on the airwaves? Well, they take music submissions over here at AlicioTorres1989@yahoo.com.
Say what?
Alicio started the KS Radio Show in January 2016, and it is recorded live every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time through www.blogtalkradio.com. Not only is the KS Radio Show the home of the most exclusive music and interviews, you can also give a birthday shout-out to your homies.
Happy birthday!
Follow on Instagram and Twitter at KS Radio Show. Or contact Alicio directly. His phone number is 513-370-4968. Alicio is down to interview anybody with a testimony. So get with it or get lost, get right or get left. Yeah.
F-R-I-E-N-D-S, miss me with them indirect. Boxes on the internet, I pass on never intercept. How you in the clip, but you don't know me at all. All your shots get intercepted, so don't throw me the ball.
Overcomer Apparel, a premium Christian clothing company that boldly displays and promotes a message of victory and hope. This is more than a brand. It's a testimony. Connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/Overcomer Apparel. And check out all the fresh merchandise at www.overcomerapparel.org. Get your gear today and let everyone know that you are more than an overcomer through Christ. Revelations 12:11. And they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
Hey, this is Ms. Beats, and you are listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
Hey, this is Salma Shones, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
Hey man, you guys, we are back. We are live here and direct from the KS Radio Show. Our guest tonight is D. LaShelle Thornton. We are playing her smash and his single titled Faithful God. So we just played the first exclusive song on tonight from Message Music titled I Don't Like That, featuring none other than Joey Vontaze. And D. LaShelle, I believe we have a caller. I believe it's your brother, Marty the Greatest, in the building. What's going on, Marty, man? How you feeling tonight, bro? Welcome to the show.
Hey, man, happy Friday. Happy Friday. We are blessed.
We blessed because you have one of the hottest shows on the internet. That's the KS Radio Show. We blessed because De La Shell Thornton's song is fire. And we blessed because we are having a rethink series and at my church at Time to Harvest Ministry. Shout out to everybody. And it's going good so far, man. Night two was fire. But I had to finish it so I can come and listen to your interview because you got one of the best shows popping, bro.
Amen. Well, we appreciate that. We actually have someone special who wants to say hello to you from the KS Nation.
Hi, Marty.
What's up, TJ? That's my best
that's
friend.
Cute.
That's my best friend.
Bro, I mentioned your name. He snatched the headphones off. He forgot his tablet. He was like, I want to say hi to Marty.
Oh.
Definitely unscripted.
Hey, man,
it was not
friend.
Part of the script. Yeah.
That's my
he
best
loves
friend.
He does.
Yeah, man, but De La Shell, you know how I feel about the song. It's a worship movement. I listen to it going to work in the morning sometimes. And KS, you know I could be a super critic. It's one of my favorite worship songs. Probably my favorite worship song of 2021 that's been released. I look forward to what you have going on in the future and what you will release eventually in the future because if that's the starting, I can't wait to see the middle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's never a finish when we run it for God. So I can't wait to see the middle. But if y'all don't have anything to do, if you're not watching the KS Radio Show, if you're not watching the Candy Convos, Rethink Series, 31 days. I mean, I said 31 days, 30 days, 31 people and 38 topics. Go to Time to Harvest Facebook page and, you know, all you have to do is be there at 5:30, 10:30 on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and you're going to get a word, man. And it's been good so far. But thank you, Aliso, for allowing me to come on and just, you know, tell them about the Rethink Series and give my honor what honor is due.
Anytime, and that is 5:30 Central Standard Time, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. You guys check out the pages, like it, share it, put the flyer on your story so other people can know about it, and you guys, you're going to be blessed by this series, and we all need a blessing from God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So
Amen.
Tune in, and, you know,
twice
share and support.
Tuesday
That's what
Thursday.
We do here on the
Twice
on
like
Tuesdays
Tuesday
and Thursdays, so you get a double dosage. So make sure your devices are charged up. Amen. Well, Marty, man, I appreciate you, you know, chiming in. We have another worship song that's also in the playlist, so don't hang up. Continue to strap in and, you know, keep it locked. That's the homie Marty the Greatest, and we got a new playlist on Tuesday for Candy Convos. But De La Shell, how do you feel about that message music on like that track featuring Joey Bunker?
We actually did hear that on Candid Convos when I was on it, yeah. And, yeah, it's a great song. Like, it's a really, like, nice song. I like it. I enjoy that.
I like how transparent he was.
Yeah, you know what? That is very I guess, you know, it's not something that people typically do. I did find that, like, to be, you know, refreshing. Like, you know, sometimes people need to hear that, you know, we have some struggles and, you know, that they're not going through things by themselves, you know. And, you know, hey, that God brought them through, so God could bring you through as well.
Amen.
So that was awesome.
One song of the month of April that I'm going to be featuring probably on both shows. So you guys are probably going to get tired of me posting it, putting it on my story, because, you know, as a promoter, as a brother, that's what I do. But, yeah, I love the song. I told Message, I don't know if he's going to call in and listen to the replay or whatever, but I told him I'm going to play it for free. So I played it. you know, we got to support our family members. If we can't count on family, D. Rochelle, who can we count on?
I know, right?
Fact. So with it being, you know, the 9 o'clock hour, we have another hour left until this interview is over. Sad face. I have a game that I want to play with you, if I may, that I play with all the listeners and all the, you know, all the guests. And it's called I Love You Because.
Okay.
And
okay.
Of course, we did not do this.
I think I can do that.
So the rule of the game is I'm going to say I love Jesus because, and then right after I finish and saying because, you're going to tell the listeners and the audience why you love Jesus. So are you ready to play?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, so I love Jesus because
He loves me.
And you know what?
Did I do
Simple
it right?
As that. Simple as that. There it is. And a lot of people, we get tied up in life, and if we get tied up in the business of the quote unquote doing the kingdom work, that we forget how to love Jesus. And it's important for us to know, for us to know for ourselves as well as the people that are impacted by our ministries, to know why we love Jesus and the reason that we are doing whatever we're doing, whether it may be singing for Jesus, whether it may be, you know, doing marathons and riding bikes for Jesus, you know, keeping our bodies in conditioning, whether it may be painting, whether it may be teaching the next generation in Sunday school, mm-hmm. whatever it may be, it's important for us to know why we love Jesus and why we're doing what we're doing. Because if you don't love what you're doing, then why are you doing it? You feel me?
You know what? For me, when it all comes down to it, I mean, like, all of the reasons why, you know, there's so many different reasons, but when it all comes down to it, you know, it's like when I did not know that I was worthy, when I did not know that I was worth enough, like, worth being loved, He loved me. I mean, everything else that we can say about Him, you know, even when in regular relationships, when you know that somebody loves you, you just gain so much respect and love for them. And so for it to be God, our Father, and just the person that He is, because He loves way greater than you know, anybody else that could love us. You know, just that, you know, knowing that I am worthy to Him, to be loved on such a level that I am, is just awesome. For me, that's everything that else we could say about Him. It all boils down to the fact that He loves me the way He does.
Amen. So today is, you know, Good Friday. It's the day 2,000 years ago that Jesus was betrayed and, you know, put on the cross and He died for our sins. All of this happened within 24 hours. I'm sorry, that's a lot to do in 24 hours. And I want to know, what does Good Friday mean to you? And do you and your family celebrate it in any kind of way?
You know, we actually don't have a specific way of celebrating Good Friday. But I do try to be mindful. I have a 12-year-old, almost about to be 13-year-old. I have one who's 9, about to be 10. And, you know, just trying to get them to understand, you know, we generally don't do, like, Easter baskets or anything like that. But, you know, we're discipling our children. And in the process of discipling them, you know, I want them to understand the significance of this day, this time. Grandparents and stuff have done Easter baskets, and I know my baby boy for sure, he's like, yay, we're going to get candy, we're going to have Easter baskets. And so I really, really, really try to push the whole meaning of this time. We spent this morning, I usually always have my prayer time and stuff, and I really do it myself because it's just a time for me and God to be together and for Him to minister to me. But this morning I brought them in, and we read about the Passover, and And then we read about, you know, how Jesus died for our sins. And they, you know, they ask questions, but the baby boy is really, you know, he's really inquisitive about everything and stuff like that. He has a heart of worship. I love that about him. But he asks questions and wants to know things. And so that's my time to be able to minister to my kids. And so we did that this morning.
Amen. Well, I have never given, like, celebrating Good Friday any thought, because I'm always telling my son Tristan about Jesus anyway, doing, like, Bible story time every night and our devotional every night. So so he knows who Jesus is, and he knows about Daniel and the lion's den and the fiery furnace Hebrews and everything. And, you know, he gets his story time in from me, from Christiana, his mother, and also on Sundays after service with Miss Bell. So he gets his, you know, his faith basis Jesus story time. And we also learned about 2 weeks ago about, I want to say the lady's name was Alicia, who poured the oil in the jars, and like her house was like it never ran out of food. And it never ran out of oil because of, you know, she was obedient to the man of God. And I thought that was impactful, because it's different stories that even though it's different stories in the Bible, that even though the person didn't believe in Jesus, or you didn't see God, the word God anywhere in the picture, he was still in the midst. And that was one story that stuck out to me the most, that was, you know, was a refresher course for me to know that Jesus and God still in the picture, whether he is mentioned or whether people believe in him or not. So that was was impactful, and Tristan loved that story. So can you tell us how important it is, since you are a mother and you are a teacher, how important it is to, you know, keep Jesus at the forefront of your ministry, because you are, you know, kind of like a role model, kind of like the first thing that children come to specifically, and you want to set the right example for them. So how important is your relationship with Jesus when it comes to your own children and the children that you are teaching and guiding?
You know, we are, my husband and I, we're doing with Marty the Rethink series, and we're actually doing Rethink Family. And so Rethink Family, one of the things that God has been showing me a lot lately is, you know, and my pastor has talked about it too, but, you know, always you can hear something, but when God shows it to you for yourself, you know, it's just much more, you know, like is really down in your spirit at that time. And so God has really been showing me how our family is, you know, we should be discipling our family and stuff, and how we should be discipling our kids. And it was so funny, because in this process of writing the song, you know, I took the boys with me in the studio and everything like that. And my baby boy has since sat down and started writing. And, you know, and he writes, you know, his music for God, you know, and I find that to be the most blessed thing in my life. My baby boy walks around the house all day singing. My oldest is not really, he loves music, but not really, he sings too, but not really going to sing very much. But, I mean, for me to see my kids worship God is the greatest thing in my life. And, you know, we all fall short and we all make mistakes. But, you know, you feel like I've done something right in my life when you see your children worshiping and praising God. And it's the best blessing that, you know, I mean, anybody could ever have, is just to see their children growing in that knowledge. And as a teacher, you know, I truly believe, you know, in my witness, in my example. And, you know, today's age and time, you know, there's so many things that as a teacher you can't say, you're not supposed to do, and all this other kind of stuff. But I promise you, it I always say that being a believer is not something that, you know, you put on when you go to church and you take it off when you go to work or whatever. You know, I'm a believer every moment, every minute of my life. And so, you know, things sometimes I'm teaching in the classroom, and as I'm teaching, sometimes I share life experiences with my students to help them make connections. And I drop that word in there because these are still children in my charge. And I want to know that someday, you know, maybe I have planted a seed in their life that, you know, God will continuously grow and reproduce in them, you know. So I even those, you know, what we were talking the other day, and one of my kids mentioned God in the classroom. They know Miss Thornton listens to her worship music. I listen to my praise songs, and I get them in on it because I want to plant that seed in their lives, and that's so important to me. So it's definitely highly important.
That was well said. That was well said, right off the top of the head, right from the heart. That was well said, and I definitely agree. It sparks a certain fire in us to know that we are doing something right as parents when we see our children worship the Lord. I help with the mics and, you know, the sound system at church. And every now and then, Tristan would come in, or when we're breaking down, and he'll grab the mic, and we're like, mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, because he is daddy saying it. And it is just
right.
It is just the best feeling in the world. Tristan goes
right.
Everywhere with me. If it's a daytime music video shoot that I'm going to, he's, you know, he's my co-pilot, he's my wingman. If it's a concert that I'm going to, and it doesn't like interrupt with you know, our time on Saturdays, on Friday night, I take him with me, and the other kids are there. All the artists know him because they know me, and to see him jump around to, you know, praise God, to Christian rap, it's truly amazing. Because I grew up without a dad. Excuse me. I grew up without a dad.
God bless
and
you.
To see how my appearance, how me just being there is impacting him in this manner.
Yes.
It says a lot. And then, of course, we pray every night. And Tristan does not. If I forget, because, you know, I work 10 hours a day, blah, blah, blah. If I forget. I'm like, Dad, we didn't pray.
Oh, yes.
And I'm like, oh, we sure didn't, Tristan. Yes. And sometimes he can't go to sleep. Yeah. And sometimes he can't go to sleep without us praying. We never skip a night of prayer. And then because he loves dragons, I do an imaginary dragon story every night. Every night.
Wow.
And it. After the prayer, he'd be already laid out. So I get like 3 minutes into the dragon story, and then he's snoring and sleeping already. I'm like, man, you could have waited for the dragon story another day. I'm coming up with ideas, colors, and villages and stuff, and you already sleep. So, but it's definitely a highlight of my night and a highlight of my life to know that my son does not want to go to bed or even take a nap without us praying and thanking God. So that's, again, it sparks something. It sparks a fire in every parent to be there for their child and to lead them and guide them in the right way, which is, you know, teaching them and telling them about Jesus. He's four, so I'm not going to tell him, oh, yeah, Jesus delivered me from this. And he like, yeah, I don't even know what that means. So, you know, you got to give him bits and pieces at a time as they continue
right,
to get older.
Right.
And then maybe one day they
right.
might even have their questions for you.
Right.
And
you know,
so,
in,
yeah.
in that, you know, it's so very important, you know, when they do get to that stage, you know, just as if you would disciple, you know, my husband and I, we were talking and as we were recording for the Rethink series, You know, it's just seeing how, you know, I talk to my kids. I share with them what God has delivered me from. That's how they, you know, that's how I've grown and sharing your testimony. The Bible says that we overcome by the word of our testimony. So, you know, just being able to share my testimony with my boys and everything, you know, hopefully and prayerfully it blesses them and I can see them do greater than what I'm doing.
Amen. Well, if he is the same God that delivered us, he's going to be the same God that would deliver them. Our children, once they get old enough to want to accept him as their Lord and Savior. So I'm excited. And speaking of same God, I have another worship song that I promised Marty that I would play. And it's by Cross Worship. It's featuring Julian Ellis and DeMarcus Howard. Right here in Cincinnati, this is Same God from Cross Worship. You guys, here it is for the second time in about 3 weeks, and hopefully you guys will enjoy it. Check it out.
I'll remind my soul of all you've done before. I won't be distracted, even in the distraction. I will trust the one who is greater than the storm. Said I will trust the one who is greater.
This is Chrissy Payne with Fox Culture, and you are now listening to the KS Radio Show. Keep bearing fruit.
Hey, man, you guys, there was some Cincinnati talent right here on the KS Radio Show. Jillian Ellis and DeMarcus Howard with Same God. And the video and the song released on the same date, which was March 5th. And it's been out about a month, and it has a little over 23,000 views. So if you guys have not seen the video, and if you guys want to support the Cincinnati talent, then, you know, just watch the video and share it. I love the song. I'm a little sad because I had some solo songs from Jillian Ellis that was queued up, but apparently we had some technical difficulties. Anyways, we worked around it. Jillian Ellis will probably have her song featured on the show later on this month, but there was Same God, their newest track from Cross Worship with Jillian Ellis and DeMarcus Howard titled Same God. Is that your first time hearing that track, Diva Shale?
It is, and I really enjoy that. I'm an old school person, so when I do go for stuff, like my dad raised me up on like Daryl Coley and Shirley Caesar and stuff like that. So I usually kind of listen to those over and over again. Usually it's things like this that introduce me to new music. And, you know, when I like it, I just kind of grab a hold of it. And that is one of those songs I can just really grab a hold of.
Amen. Well, I have not sent it to any other radio personalities or any other DJs to review. So it is, you know, because I'm from Cincinnati, I got to support the home team. So I'm glad that I got that notification. And I know Troy Colbert personally. And he is the, I don't want to say, he's kind of like the founder of Cross Worship, which is basically a ministry here in Cincinnati with different church leaders from different churches throughout the city. And, you know, one body, many members. And some of them are, you know, engineers. Some of them, as you can tell, are singers. Some of them are graphic designers, so forth. So that they, all those different people make up Cross Worship, and Jillian Ellis and you know, Osby Berry and Marcus Howard is just a few of the singers that they have in the group, in the ministry. But yeah, that was Same God again. Came out about a month ago. It's my second time playing it on the network, period, and I love it. And DeMarcus said that if you're not done moving, then I'm not done waiting. So I'm going to wait until God moves and moving on my situation, moving your situation. We're just going to continue to wait on God and to see a miracle happen, to see what he wants to do, to see what his power is going to show us and reveal to us tonight, tomorrow, whenever he wants to move. Because he moves when he wants to.
Yes,
we just need to learn how to wait.
One of my, I've been waiting. Yes, waiting on God. I have some other things in my heart that I've kind of written down some lyrics that I've been writing, and really, you know, in this process, I think, you know, I don't want to feel like as if, you know, I gotta do another song right away or something like that, because now I'm a quote unquote music artist or whatever, you know. So I literally have been praying and just asking God, you know, to kind of let me move when he moves. And, it, you know, I think, you know, sometimes in life, you know, and we just get so impatient. You know, we can really have sometimes a childish mentality. You know how our children can be sometimes. And, you know, they're so, you know, gung-ho, they don't want to wait sometimes. And we don't realize that sometimes we take the same approach when it comes to God. And so I just been like, Lord, you know, help me to move when you move. That's my thing going forward this year. Just help me to move as you move.
Amen. It is approximately 9:22. I do agree with that. We got about another 37 minutes into the end of the show. I have enjoyed myself thus far, the music interview. How about you? Have you enjoyed yourself on?
Yes, yes. It's always really comfortable, you know. Like, I always worry because, you know, sometimes, like, you ask, you're being asked questions off the top of your head. And, you know, you hadn't planned anything. You hadn't, you know, but it's so easy and it comes so natural when you're talking about God. That makes it definitely, you know, just really easy. But also, you know, just talking to you, you know, and talking to believers. You know, when believers get together, you know, you can mm-hmm. talk about God. You can talk about something that God has done. So it's been awesome. It's been a great experience.
Amen. Now, are you open to doing more, like, phone interviews or, like visual face-to-face interviews or, like, Zoom interviews about your single title, Faithful God?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, as many times as I can tell people and just really kind of shout from the rooftop how faithful God is, I definitely want to take that opportunity.
Amen. Well, it is. I'm not sure if you have heard the news, but me, Marty, and Tavy, we covered the Mortal Kombat topic, the movie coming out later on this month. And we announced Tuesday that it was coming out on the 16th. And then literally the day after Tuesday, which was what, the 1st? Or the 31st, I'm sorry. The 31st.
Mortal
Kombat,
they pushed it back. I saw that.
They pushed it back. I said, what?
Yes. I saw that.
To the 23rd. Do you know why they pushed it back?
No, I don't.
Okay, so Warner Brothers, which is what the production company or the film company, whatever it is, Warner Brothers company. They released Godzilla vs. King Kong, right? And then the mm-hmm. same company, Warner Brothers, actually produced Mortal Kombat. So they pushed it back because they didn't want the ticket sales to, you know, collide with each other.
Okay.
In big competition. So that's why they pushed it back a month. I mean, that's why they pushed it back a week. Now, again, Mortal Kombat fans, Mortal Kombat fanatics, we've been waiting how many years? 11 years for this movie. We can wait another week. You feel me?
Yeah.
I'm still excited about it. I was a little shocked because I feel like on Tuesday we gave people the wrong information. But then again, we didn't know that they were going to push it back. We didn't have any inside sources. But best believe, D. LaChelle, April 23rd, we will watch Mortal Kombat. Are you and your kids, are you guys going to watch it? Did you guys grow up for Mortal Kombat? How do you feel about the movie if you've seen the trailer?
I recently saw the trailer after our Candid Combos interview where I
mm-hmm.
kind of made a slip up. But I recently saw it, and I grew up with Mortal Kombat. So, you know, but I really had not information on it since like when I was a kid. So it is great to me that they're actually doing the movie, and my boys don't really know anything about it. So this is something I get to share with them from my childhood. So we are definitely looking forward to it, but we're not at the point yet of going out to the movie theaters. Hopefully that could be our first outing, you know, since this whole pandemic thing, because we really haven't done anything much, you know, as far as outing concerned. But that would be nice
okay.
to actually see it in a movie theater.
Well, it's definitely going to be good. They're already talking about part two. While we're on the topic
wow.
of Mortal Kombat, of course, Marty the Greatest is your brother, but did you know that he had a song called Mortal Kombat off of his latest project called New Era?
Okay, that is not good because I did not know that. I did not know that.
You didn't know that? Oh, my
no,
God.
I did not know that. That is not good. Now
so,
I'm
yeah,
going to
Marty,
get a phone call, Eliseo.
Don't worry because it's something that I had up my sleeve independently. So I surprised him on Tuesday on Candy Combos when we played the song. He was like, what? Why are you doing me? So this is, you know, this is kind of me honoring the Mortal Kombat legacy and the franchise. to prepare and promote the movie that I am just excited to see. If you guys listened to Candy Covers this past Tuesday, then you guys know how excited we were to talk about Black Widow coming to Disney Plus in July, and you know, Godzilla vs. King Kong being released, and then Mortal Kombat being released, and so forth. So this is kind of my thing that I want to do for the month of April to promote the movie and hopefully get some feedback from, you know, the listeners and people that enjoy music. Does have a song called Mortal Kombat, and I'm going to play it as the song of the month right now. So without any further ado, Diva Shell, this will be your first time hearing it in KS Nation. Hope you guys will enjoy it. Here is Mortal Kombat by the homie Marty the Greatest. Check it out.
Flesh versus spirit.
Yeah. Every battle is like a fight to the death. I try to run, but my sin got me trapped. No more ready, cause I'm ready for the combat. More combat, I'm ready for the combat. More combat, I'm ready for the combat. More combat, I'm ready for the combat. My guy turned my back, I'm ready for the combat. Somebody please come help this old friend of mine. If we keep playing by the rules, we gon' get left behind. I ain't talking about the ratchet or the end of time. Cause I want them girls, cars, houses, and dollar signs. But it's too soft, turning the cheek when our enemies bury us. Instead of fighting like we used to do before our wife married us. Thinking of marriage, boy, you really lost your mind. We had women waiting in line. We could've caught them all like Pokemon. Let me calm down before I lose it. I mean, what good is being the greatest if you can't abuse it? I keep telling this fool this spiritual stuff is useless. So I'm quitting these holy ways, putting this Bible down and chucking the deuce.
Every day is a battle with my brothers. Every battle is like a fight to the death. I try to run, but my sin got me dressed. I'm running cause I'm ready for the combat. More combat, I'm ready for the combat. More combat, I'm ready for the combat. More combat, I'm ready for the combat. My
Father, Jesus Christ, thou art in heaven, please hear my humble cry. I really need your presence, cause this flesh you have me oversee is pressing. Not towards the marker, towards your blessing. It's on my nerves that he's stepping, and I'm stressing, cause I'm willing and able, but flesh is tied. He got his by his feelings, leading him to the lake of fire. He wise, but he's so attracted to being a fool. Wanna be found in an in crowd when they lost without you. That why? What's wrong with him? I mean, is he insane? Make me wanna lay hands on him, but not in Jesus' name. God forgive me. I just want him to finally see that he's your son. So in the end, you see the day that you say, well done.
Every day is a battle with my flesh. Every battle is like a fight to the death. I try to run, but my sin got me true. I'm running cause I'm ready for the combat. More combat, I'm ready for the combat. More combat, I'm ready for the combat. More combat, I'm ready for the combat. My God got my back, I'm ready for the combat.
I'm so sick and tired, I can't take this no more. I miss the bold me, the old me. One of us gotta go. I used to be the life for the party, but now I get shunned. Once I started teaching and preaching, my friends say,
you're no fun.
Man, shut up, shut up. Cause I totally lost my patience. You've been spending all of our time running away from salvation. We both don't want to spend eternity in damnation.
Okay,
we gon' make it to heaven, it's no, gon' take collaboration.
We cool.
Every day is a battle with my flesh. Every battle, I'm gonna beat it to the death. I'm still scared, cause they know it's time to let it. The devil running, cause I'm ready for the combat. More combat, I'm ready for the combat. More combat, I'm ready for the combat. More combat, I'm ready for the combat. My guy got my back, I'm ready for the combat. More combat.
Yo, what's up? This your boy Self Check, one half of Raps Already, listening to the KS Radio Show. Turn up.
Hey, what's up? This is V Rose, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home to the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Keep it locked.
All right, man. Y'all heard it here first. It's my first time playing Mortal Kombat by the homie Martin the Greatest on the show. And again, like I said, it is the song of the month, along with the KS intro, RL Music featuring, you know, Martin the Greatest. You know, just honoring my bro because he's been my brother for like the past 4.5 years or something crazy. So, D. LaShell, with that being your first time hearing the song, what did you think? What did you take away? And did you enjoy it?
That does not surprise me at all about my brother. Like, you know, he is really, really good with putting down those lyrics. And I really, really love how, you know, I can see him in his music. Like, you know, just, you know, him and how he was talking about, you know, people, you know, saying he's not fun anymore and everything like that. And of course, we know that this race that we're running is not an easy one. And you know, the Bible says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood and stuff like that. So we are, like, we have to be prepared to fight in this thing.
Right.
It was awesome. And, of course, but, you know, that's my brother. Like, you know, talent ones in our family, like musical talent, artists, you know, that's typical. God has blessed the Harmon family. Shut.
Amen. Well, I'm glad that you enjoyed it. Does your church have any, like, spring plans for, like, evangelism or, like, any events coming up that you guys are going to attend?
Well, we always, like, every month have our men's meeting. We have our women's spring tea coming up. It's an opportunity for the women at the church to dress in hats and everything like that. I always love it. We have had Sister Cantaloupe come and do comedy and everything else. It's been a blessing. But, you know, we have discipleship classes and everything else going on at our church. We have quite a few things going on at our church.
Amen. Are you going to be singing at any of the events?
I am always singing. You know, my First Lady gave me the great and awesome opportunity to share with the women of our church the song Faithful God, and I'm so grateful for that and for their support. You know, God, they are really awesome. Pastor Alfred Moore and First Lady Deidre Moore at Westgate Church. They are really, really just awesome. When I tell you they plant that word and they plant that seed, they are awesome. I'm definitely every Sunday morning up there singing in the choir. You know, however they ask me to sing, that's how I'm to be used. Sometimes I lead, sometimes I support, you know, whatever it is. I'm just glad to be a part of the team that we have over there at Westgate. You know, I mean, when I tell you, like last Sunday, you know, I sent you a message and I was like, man, service was, oh my God, today. And you know, I thank God because it's getting better and better and better. And a lot of the pandemic and stuff, you know, it really kind of cause churches to go in different directions and have to do things differently. And you know, for some people it's really uncomfortable, but you know, when you have an attitude of, you know what, I want to share the word of God with people, you're going to do whatever it takes to be able to share the word of God. And, you know, I thank God that our church has, you know, made adjustments, and we're on YouTube. We're on Facebook and everything else. And, you know, my pastor is about sharing the word of God. He does Bible study on Wednesdays, and we have regular church service on Sunday. So.
Amen. Well, something just, you know, dropped in my spirit out of nowhere. pandemic, a lot of pastors have said that us as churchgoers or church members, we have gotten comfortable. So God used 2020 with the pandemic to shake things up. And I just want to encourage the pastors that are listening now or that will listen that God called you to pastor. He didn't call you to the pulpit. So it doesn't matter where you give the message, if it's virtually or if it's, you know, online, if it's on YouTube, if it's on the corner, I don't care where it's at. He just wants the gospel of Jesus Christ and his word to be preached point blank, period. And if you are committed to preaching, then he is going to make a way for you to be heard. As long as you are not watering down his word and as long as you are feeding the flock and feeding the block, period. But God didn't call you to the pulpit. He called you to preach. Preach his word, period. So don't get tied up in the whole virtual thing. And of course, you losing members, blah, 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 whatever the case may be. You just lean and depend on God. And like we said earlier, wait on God. If God is not done moving, then I'm not done waiting. That's what DeMarcus Howard said in the same God.
Yeah.
So we got to wait on God, and we got to continue to, you know, preach his word and do the work that he has entrusted us to do, whether it's singing, me, being a radio personality, painter, teacher, gymnast, whatever it may be, ice skater, I don't know, dancer, whatever God has entrusted you to and gifted you to do, he just wants you to do it. And he's going to give you the audience that's going to accept you, period. And they will support you, period.
Right.
Amen. Are you ready for the second exclusive song for tonight?
I'm ready.
Now, this song also is out of Cincinnati. The homie Joe Focus, he hit me up about 2 weeks ago, and I played the song one time. It's called Feed the Block, and it's featuring K-Way, Iceberg 517, and the homie Steffi Souder. And this is Joe Focus. We're going to be shooting a video sometime either this month, and then he's going to release the video and the project in May. You know, toward evangelism in the streets, because that's what we are all about. So without any further ado, D. LaShell and KS Station, here is Joe Focus with Feed the Block. Check it out.
Loyalty!
K-M-Production.
Let's go. Facing the world, Walla. Playwright, K-Drama. Wordless, fire, not putting out bad karma. We're in the field, like Cassie Fields. Gotta make heroes, hope is around here. We're on a mission, building a foundation. We never settle, Mari Brothers new level. Back on the scene, with another quick 16. The devil is defeated, love is what's needed. Good company like Donnie, it's a praise party. Never following the crowd. Phenomenal AJ Styles, fulfilling the mission 24-7, Ron Killings. Keeping things positive, made y'all go walk a bit. This is the mission, we're here to feed everyone. God's here for everyone, never turn our back on anyone. K-Way, what's up? Steffi, what's up? We're gonna say it real loud.
Feed the block, feed the block, feed the block, feed the block.
Take care of my flock. I traded in my record for a speaker, cause I want them to hear me knock. First step is to reach them. Second step is to feed them. Give them something that's gonna stick to their soul, not something that's gonna leave them hungry and thirsty, searching for more. My food, real flavor, what's not to adore. These kids be starving, I'm giving them Jesus in a sandwich, something like gourmet galore. Look, I'm whipping, I'm flipping, I'm whisking, I'm dipping. You know what's up when K, we step in the kitchen. Just tell me what you need. Hey, you need a piece of chicken?
Feed the block, feed the block, feed the block, feed the block. Feed the block, 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 feed the block,
preparing meals, clothing people, from driving groups to churches to listening to their problems, seeing how things work. We love on them, never giving up on them. It's a love movement, we're mission driven, bringing people together, feed the flock. Isaiah 58:7. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh? Feed the flock.
Feed the flock. Feed the flock. Feed the flock. Feed the flock. Feed the flock. Feed the flock. Feed the flock. Feed the flock. Feed the flock. Feed the flock. Feed the flock. Feed the flock. Feed the flock. Feed the flock. Feed the flock. Feed the flock. Feed the flock. Feed the flock. Feed the flock. Feed the flock. Feed the flock. Feed the flock. Feed the flock. Feed the flock. Feed the flock. Feed the flock. Feed the flock.
Block exclusively by the homie Joe Focus featuring K Way, Iceberg 517 on the course, and the homie Steffi Stouter with the last verse. And I believe she actually read a scripture on that track. It's not yet released, the video is not yet, you know, filmed or put together, but this month we should be filming it, shooting the video, and then hopefully in May everything will be ready to be released from Joe Focus himself. But I love the track. DeLaChelle Thornton is our guest. She has a smashing new single that is sweeping the nation titled Faithful God. And you can download it and stream it wherever you listen to music. And also, she has a website that she can, you know, go to the website and it could be your one-stop shop for her social media information and everything on hand and at hand. So I'm hoping that you are ready to give us your social media information because we need it. So get your pen and paper ready so you can follow her on these social media platforms and how you can listen to the song Faithful God as well. DeLaChelle, can you give us your social media information one more time as we close the show out?
Sure. So like you said, you can get the single Faithful God from all music platforms. If you want to just kind of go to one central place, you can go to DeLaChelle, DeLaShell Thornton, Thornton, hearnow.com. That's my name, you guys. It has all the platforms rolled into one spot. And you can go there, you can click on the platform that you prefer to use, and you can download the song and purchase the song. You can also, like, you know, send me a message, DM me. That's what they call it now. You can DM me at Instagram or Facebook or DeLaChelle Thornton. I'm being plain and simple. So DeLaChelle Thornton, you can DM me at Facebook or Instagram, you guys.
Amen. And that's DeLaChelleThornton.hearnow.com?
Yes.
Gotcha. So in case if nobody else got it, I know I got it. So I can support the new single, and hopefully you guys will too. DeLaChelle, it is 12 minutes until the end of the show, so can you do me a favor? As my guest, I always ask you guys to pray us out. So if you're ready, if you're willing and able, could you go ahead and lead us in prayer?
I am ready, willing, and able. Lord God, we thank you for this show tonight, God. We thank you for every artist's song that was played, God. Lord God, I thank you for those seeds that they are sowing in the lives of people, God. I thank you, Lord God, that you would, God, reproduce, God, every seed that was sown, God, by the music that was played tonight, God. God, I thank you, Lord God, that they are laying their lives, God, on the altar, God, so that they can minister to your people, God. God, I pray that you will pour back into them, God, what they're pouring out for your people, God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for this radio station, God. I pray, God, that you continue to grow the radio station, God. I thank you, Lord God, for where it's going, God, greater and greater and greater to come, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for Eliseo, God, and how he's allowing himself to be used by you, God. I thank you, Lord God, that he would continue to humble himself before you, God, and to hear from you, God. I thank you for his son, God, and his family, Lord God. I ask and pray that you continue to bless them, God. I thank you for the people of God who have listened to this station tonight, God. I thank you for the seed that was sown through the music in their lives tonight, God. I pray, God, that it blessed somebody tonight, God. I pray that you ministered and you spoke to someone tonight, God. I thank you for your word in their lives, God. I thank you, Lord God, that somebody might say, what must I do to be saved on tonight, God? I pray, God, that you would just bless them, God, as we celebrate this resurrection weekend, God. Lord God, I thank you for your word, your blood, God. I thank you for your sacrifice. I thank you, Lord God. God, we pray, God, that you would just continue to move on the earth, God. Continue to move on the earth in the name of Jesus, God, that people would come before you, God, that people would lift you up and give you the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And you guys, with 2021 here, we don't know what is coming down the pipeline from the government or the education system or the healthcare. Salvation today, now, right now.
Yes.
But in case if you don't know Jesus in the departing in separation from sin, then we encourage you guys to give him a try. We've heard the reason why Dealerchelle loves Jesus, and we heard her music because he is a faithful God. But if you don't know him to be a faithful God, his name is Jesus, and we offer him to you tonight. I'm not a perfect man, and Dealerchelle is not a perfect woman, but we have thoroughly made a very dedicated choice and a very solid choice to make him our Lord and Savior. And if you haven't already, then we encourage you guys and we introduce him to you tonight through the music, through the testimony, even through the announcement that Marty gave early on tonight, even through the hello and the love from Tristan to Marty on tonight. Whatever it is, Lord, we just pray that you would just use it. But in case if you don't know Jesus in the departing of your sin, then here is Reborn with the salvation clip. Check it out.
I want to read a familiar passage in Romans 10. It says that if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, the Bible says that we shall be saved. And so wherever you are right now, if you believe that, I want to pray with you. I want to agree with you. So if you just bow your head and just repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I have sinned, but today I make a decision to give you my life. I'm an imperfect person searching for a perfect God who's able to restore me, who's able to keep me. So God, I ask you to come into my heart. For your word says that if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that I shall be saved. God, I want you more than anything. I've tried everything. I surrender my heart to you. I believe that you died on the cross. And on the third day, the Holy Spirit raised you from the dead and restored us back to you. And I receive that salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer and you meant that prayer, I want you to know that heaven is rejoicing right now. We're celebrating right now with you, wherever you are, in your car, at work, in your closet, in your bathroom. It does not matter where you are. God is able to meet you exactly where you're at. That's the amazing thing about him. The same God that did it for me is the same God that's doing it for you right now in this moment. So I just want you to receive whatever it is that he's saying to you.
Alright, you guys, shout out to Reborn with that salvation clip. And again, you guys, if you don't know Jesus, and I hope that you do, because again, we don't know what the world is going to do. We don't know how long the unemployment is going to last. We don't know if it's going to get extended. Again, we just don't know what the world and the government is going to do. But what we do know is that you can trust God, and you can make Jesus the Lord and Savior of your life, and that he will come in and he will just do a new work in you and make you to a brand new person and change your lifestyle altogether. Altogether, from top to bottom, inside and out. Diva Shell is my guest. And again, you can stream her song called Faithful God that is sweeping the nation. And you can stream it and download it everywhere right now. And you can go to DivaShellThornton.HereNow.com. for more information and where you can listen to it and download it, so you don't have to struggle and flip through platforms. If you can't find it, you can go right to the website. You can go right to the source where all the info is. And you guys, we are going to close the show out. Dila Shell, thank you for being my guest on tonight. Have you enjoyed yourself?
Thank you so much. Yes, I have. Thank you so much for having me. I really, really enjoy the different music. Like I said, I'm kind of old school, but, you know, the different music you have really, really kind of allows me to open up my little repertoire to different artists and different music types. And, you know, as long as they are blessing the Lord, I'm good with that. And so I really enjoy my time with you and all the different music. I really, truly pray that God bless all the artists who are putting themselves out there and making sacrifices to bless him, you know?
Amen. And again, you guys, I definitely appreciate that. It takes a lot of work to, you know, put together a successful show and a successful live stream for those who are still streaming services online. We thank God for what he's doing in each and every ministry. We want to give a big shout out to our sponsors, again, Eve's Garden, RosalindSmithCounseling.com, as well as ShalomSheet.com and Overcome Apparel. And you can hear, you know, this interview on my partnership websites and things of that nature this upcoming week and even on Sunday, Resurrection Day. And again, just thank God for what he's doing through Dila Shell, and just thank God what he's done and still doing through the KS Radio Show family and the KS Radio Show network all together. I do want to say, if you have enjoyed the show, definitely give me a like on facebook.com/KS Radio Show 1, and you can follow me everywhere online at KS Radio Show. If you have enjoyed the show, definitely write me a review, from the music to the testimonies or whatever the case may be. And if you are feeling led to send a donation or send a financial seed, my Cash App is the $ELISEO. Capital TORREZ. And if you need the PayPal link, then just inbox me so I can send that to you as well. You guys, we are going to close the show out with one of my partnership, Glory Shalom, with He Saved Me, because it is Good Friday, and on today, Jesus hung, bled, and died on the cross, and in 3 days, on Sunday, he rose again. So therefore, you could be saved. And because he saved me, he saved Dila Shell, he can save you too. So here is Glory Shalom with the last song of the night with He Saved Me, right here on the KS Radio Show. You guys, good night. God bless. And
good night.
Hopefully you guys are following me on social media and following D-List Hill as well, so you guys can stay up to date with everything that we're doing. You guys be blessed. Keep God first. If you haven't met Jesus tonight, then hopefully he will touch your heart later on, or hopefully tomorrow, or whenever he wants to touch you, and hopefully you will not harden your heart and you will let him in and accept him as your Lord and Savior. And don't forget to stream and download and harass your neighbors and your haters with Faithful God by D. Rochelle Thornton. You guys have a great weekend. And again, it's Good Friday. So let's continue to be good to each other and good to our neighbors and be a blessing to each and every person that we come in contact with. But without any further ado, good night. God bless. Here is Glory Shalom when he saves me. Check it out and good night.
By God for a purpose. It's supernatural. Nothing out of this world. Out of this world. She walked with strength and authority. Like fire, she powers over the enemy. She's extraordinary. Just like her daddy. Her daddy. People always wonder how she shines like a supernova, supernova. They ask her what's the formula, formula. She let them know, she let them know. His majesty, her life's on display for the world to see. She's on the rise. She can touch the sky. People always wonder how she shines like a supernova, supernova. They ask her what's the formula, formula. She let them know, she let them know. Sincere, you ain't gotta question.